God's going to get his glory. Amen. And he will have his way. So if you can just open up your Bibles today to Psalm 23. And we're going to read just, we're not going to read the whole psalm, but we're going to read the verses 5 and 6. Psalm 23, 5 and 6. Praise the Lord. And it reads accordingly, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Verse 6, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Praise the Lord. Can you guess what the title is today? My cup overflows, and you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Who came with an empty cup today? Let's raise your hands. Your cup's empty today? Well, God's got something for you today. So the cup of the overflow of God's goodness. We're going to talk about God's goodness, and we're going to talk about his love. The cup of the overflow of God's goodness. Your goodness follows me. Your love frees me from anything that tries to hold me down. In fact, you love me so much that you will never let me go. You never let me down, and there is no other place I'd rather be. I long to be in your presence. Praise God. John 7:37 says, "Let anyone who is thirsty, let him come to the table and drink." And it says, "If it believe in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within." Anyone come with an empty cup? I know I did. I know I need to be filled today. You must come hungry and thirsty, because there is food to eat at the table, which is the word of God. There is water to drink from the fountain that never gets dry. And there is fellowship with God called communion. For God gives us the Spirit without limit, which is in John 3:34. Let us pray. Father, we come before you today, thanking you for this message, Lord God. Thanking you for this cup, Lord God. You could have passed a cup, Lord God, but you said, "Not my will, but your will be done." So, Father, I pray that you will remove all distractions today, Lord God. I pray that I can get this message out, Lord God, that you want me to get out, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you remove the veil, Lord God, as the curtain was torn, Lord God, that there will be a shift in the atmosphere, Lord God, that you will get your glory today. And I pray, Father God, that everyone here will be filled with your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we serve a jealous God, and he will not share his glory. In Isaiah 42:8, he said in his word that he will not share you with another, which is, in other words, the world. Isaiah 43 says, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you, I have redeemed you, and I have summoned you by your name. You are mine." If you can look back in what the king was summon the queen, this is what God is doing today. You're not here by accident. He is summoning you today to be in his presence. For this particular time, you're at the right place and with the right people. So thank you, Lord. He is calling you to a deeper place. And here's the question. When was the last time you went on a date with your king? When was the last time that you set a date up with your king? You know, we can get ready to go out to the mall. We can get ready to go other places and get dressed up, but God is calling you on a date. Thank you, Lord. He says, he calls out deep to deep. We just need to respond. And in that response is, Abba, Father, I will obey you. You see, it was God who created intimacy in the first place. He is the builder of relationships. And God wants to share his secrets with you and take you to a place where you can hold your cup out under the waterfalls and just drink. Don't that sound good? John 4:7. You see, he told the Samaritan woman, give me a drink. This was a private meeting at the well. She had nothing to offer or to put the water in. But he knew everything about her, the past, the present, and future, just like he knows your story. You see, he offered her the water of eternal life. You see, God is looking for true worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. You see, my cup overflows when I spend time alone seeking him in a solitary place, Mark 1:35. You see, Jesus was always seen in a place of a quiet place. You always see him walking away from the disciples and going to an alone place. And Matthew 6:6 says, but when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you into your prayer closet and pray to the Father in private. And then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You see, he knows everything that's on the table because he prepared it. Pray like this. Our beloved Father, dwelling in the heavenly realms, may the glory of your name be the center on which our lives turn. Manifest, in verse 10, manifest, remember that word, manifest your kingdom realm and cause every purpose to fulfill on earth. You see, God has a purpose for everything that he has created. Thank you, Lord. Just as it is in heaven, here on earth. We acknowledge you as our provider of all we need each day. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who wronged us. You can't move forward unless you learn to forgive. You can't. You have to learn to forgive those who wrong us. He says, rescue us every time we face tribulation and set us free from evil. For you are the king who rules with power and glory forever. Amen. That is the Lord's prayer, and that's how he wants us to pray.
Exactly like that. What's going on? Maybe it's the anointing.
Matt, I know it happens to you. Matthew 6:33. You see, we must seek his kingdom. Whose kingdom? God's kingdom. And his righteousness and everything else just falls into place. He's got to come first in our lives. Praise the Lord. He says, I already prepared a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I will come again and receive you to myself. Where I am, you may be also. Praise the Lord. You see, he's already prepared everything in your life. He set the road before you. He's ordered your steps. All you have to do is follow them and seek him. You see, how many of us know that God is in charge? Sometimes we think that we know what we want for ourselves and what we know what's best. But God knows best. He knows how to order your every step in the kingdom. In fact, it is God who has already given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You see, you draw close to God and he will draw close to you in James 4:8. See, whatever you need is on the table and it's ready to be served. We have to show up. We just have to show up. We got to join them. We just got to join, recline, and dine with our King. Praise the Lord. You see, we never have to worry about our enemies because our enemies will see the glory of the Lord upon our lives. He's going to see the glory. They all will. And all you got to do is lift up your head and keep going. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't let anybody put you down. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you're walking with. Praise the Lord. You see, we partake in his bread in the cup. We share in his sufferings. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans 8:18 that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. This is why we remember to take communion with him at the table. This is an intimate time with your King. We proclaim the death, the burial, and his resurrection until he returns. Jesus is coming back. How many believe that?
Amen.
Jesus is coming. Praise the Lord. You see, in Galatians 2:20 says, the Bible says if we believe that Jesus died for our sins, then we must also believe that he rose again on the third day. And Jesus is alive and well, and he's focused on you. You see, Jesus says, this cup is called the new covenant in my blood. You know, he was saying that it's a pledge and a seal to us as a promise, just like Eric was in the spirit by saying about the covenant, that we have this covenant with God. This is a spiritual agreement. It's not like your typical contract where people can get in a contract. I've noticed some people can get into an agreement and then people fall short of that contract. Though this is a lifetime covenant with your King. You see, it's different. God does not break his promises, and I'm here to tell you that he is not slow to making his promises. It will happen. He will make it happen on his time. You see, this is a lifetime commitment. You know, I preached a message a couple years ago, and it was a message about for better and for worse. You see, God is in it for better and for worse. He's in it through the rainbow days, and he's in it through the flood. We just have to know how to respond to him. So he says that he's not going to break his promises. I've come to tell you, I've come to stop by, that he's not going to break his promises. A covenant is a seal that will last forever and eternity. You know, and eternity is, well, I'll just go on. I'm going to explain eternity in a minute. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants. He says, after you, for generations to come, and generations, right, to be your God. He says, in Genesis 17, he says that he remains faithful, and he's not into breaking covenants. So he wants all of us. He doesn't want a part-time lover. He wants a full-time lover, right? There is no other time than now for backsliders to come back. God is calling back backsliders. He's calling the prodigals. In 2023, going into 2024, people will get in alignment with the Lord. It is going to be the time of the prodigals to come home. We're going to see this happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You see, Jesus is the head of the church, and we are the church. Right? Colossians 1:18. Jesus said, I will build my house and the gates of hell shall not overcome it. I don't care what's coming against you. God will get the victory in every aspect of your life in Jesus' name. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Not even hell can separate you from the love of God. If you have said yes to Jesus, then hell has no claim on you. You are in the heavenly realms in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is coming back for a church bride, and we are his bride, not having a spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, holy without blemish. When God looks at us, he sees Jesus. He sees you as holy. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 5, 26, 27. We need to keep our lamps burning for when he does come back. He will find us burning for him. And our God is a consuming fire. He is burning for you. As much as we burn for him, he's burning for you more. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord for his burning fire. He rewards all who choose to seek him, even when life doesn't make sense right now. Don't ever stop asking. Don't ever stop knocking. Don't ever stop seeking. He will open up all the right doors at the right time. Matthew 7, 7:12. You can lock or unlock heaven around you. Did you know that? Because you have the keys to the kingdom. Where is the kingdom? The kingdom is inside of you. See, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed. Matthew 16. You, church, are already have the authority of Christ to advance his kingdom. We've got the keys. You hear them jiggling? The kingdom of God that is in you, inside of you, has the power to bind and loose chains, right? The strongholds, the chains, the bondages that you're dealing with today. How many need a breakthrough today? Right? How many need a breakthrough? I think you've showed up at the right time. He says, whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to say it again, you shall be bound in heaven. You got to bring heaven down. You got to press in to heavenly things. You're in the heavenly realms, but you got to break ground. You got to stir it up. How do you do that? By spending time with your king, by going on dates. You know, I know in marriages, you know, with my husband, he'll say, we got to go on a date at least once or twice a month. Right? Right? But it helps the relationship, right? This is going to help your relationship. Get all dressed up. Get your hair done. Get your nails done. Get your body together. And come to your king, because today he's summoning you. He wants to get closer to you. He's calling you to another place. Praise God. So he wants to advance his kingdom, right? And the power is inside to bind and loose chains that try to hold you down. And Jesus gives you the keys to the kingdom to unlock, listen carefully, unlock new doors and open them. Come on, we need some new doors open next year. We really do. We need some new doors. We need a breakthrough. And don't look back at those old broken doors. Don't you dare open up that door. Leave that thing shut and don't look back. In other words, stop holding on to old relationships, broken relationships, dead relationships, old mindsets, old habits, and hold on to what God has in store for you. Because what's coming is better than before. You see, God is better than eHarmony. God is better than Christian Mingle. God is better than Match.com. He is the matchmaker. Hallelujah. Right? Praise God. He is the one who created relationships. This is why he's drawing you closer to him, because he wants that stronger relationship, so that when trials do come and tribulations come, you will be able to stand firm on his word, right? And everything else will just come off of you, right? Just like oil, just like the oil, right? And Psalm 23, he says that he will what? He will anoint your head with oil. And the oil will just pour down on you. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing oil. You know, just like the time when Jesus, you know, is coming to me, is that when the woman that, you know, she was a sinful woman, but she poured out that alabaster, what is it, that jar, she broke it open like a desperate woman, you know, she she just washed him with the oil, right? And she even used her hair and she kissed him all over, you know? And she, that was an intimate time, but it was a preparation, you know? God is preparing us for something better, especially for the next year. We got to get ready. You got to just fight that good fight of faith and say, you know, something good is going to happen to me. Something good is going to happen in the name of Jesus. You got to declare it, decree it, and speak his word over your life. You know, whatever's going on in your life, you know, don't look at what it looks like. You know, just believe God's word and trust in him and know that he's going to say everything's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. And I know that the enemy's trying to hold you down with a lot of stuff. But it's time to break free from all of that stuff today in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Just stir up your spirit, oh God, and just rain down today. Whatever is happening in the natural is happening in the supernatural. I literally felt birth pains today. It felt like I had contractions. And this is something that I've never experienced before I preached a message. So I know that God is doing something in the spirit realm. He's stirring up his presence today. And he's breaking ground today. And something is about to birth. And I believe if it doesn't birth in 2023, it's going to birth in 2024. Praise the Lord. Because I said, Lord, I can't have no more babies. That's for sure. You see, I know he will unlock that right door, but you got to be ready. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings 4:1-7 says, there was a knock at the widow's door. Anybody remember the widow with the oil and with her sons, right? The widow thought that her life was going to end. Why? She thought that she had to give her sons away for slavery. The creditors were coming for her. They were coming. They were ready to come. She was going to just give her sons away to slavery. She was going to use that little bit of oil that she had in that last jar, and she thought that her life was over and it was done. That was it, right? But just when you think it's over, right? Just when you think that your electric bill is going to shut off, God shows up, right? Just when you think your car is going to get repoed, God shows up, right? Just when you think that you don't have gas or heat in the house, God provides. He says that I know everything that you need, that I will provide. But you got to trust him. You got to look on him. You got to seek him. You got to press in him. This is what he wants from you today. You see, it's only the beginning. When you think it's over, it's really the beginning. You just got to trust him. But she reminded Elisha, he's the God's prophet, that her husband left her with so much debt, right? And she had one jar left. And he told her, you know what he told her to do? He told her to go ask all your neighbors and get all the jars that you can get and bring them in. And again, the Lord is saying, shut the door behind you and your sons and pour in to the empty jars, and the oil will flow and flow and flow until there's no more jars left, right? And God provided for her. Because why? Because we serve a God that's more than enough. You see, we think too small sometimes. You know, we think that, oh, we just barely get by. We're just barely getting by. But God is our provider. God is our healer. God said, you can come to the table today and get what you need. Hallelujah. You see, when God is on the scene, everything changes. God knows how to fill your cup. He knows how to quench your thirst. He knows how to satisfy your soul, right? He said, Jesus is the lover of my soul. And as soon as you get that revelation that Jesus is your first lover, everything else will come together. Everything will come together. But God has to be your foundation. He's got to be the foundation of your life. You got to be able to stand on that rock, the rock of salvation, right? Hallelujah. You see, God is a God that has no limits. We have to stop putting limits on God. We have to. He's unchanging. He's unlimited. He's unstoppable. And his time never ends. Remember I was talking about eternity, right? His breath goes on and on and on and on. It never ends. The water never ends. His spirit goes on and on and on, right? Just keep thinking of the flow, right? Over and over and over. He is everlasting. He never grows weary. He never gets tired. He's not a man, but a spirit. Who can understand or fathom the mind of the Lord? Isaiah 11:34. You know, sometimes we just think we got it all figured out. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We got this on our plan. We got that on our plan. You know, I heard someone say, you know, we make plans, but God laughs, right? You could think that you want to think, but God's got it. He's going to tell you what is going to happen, right? You see, God works in a way that we don't understand, right? We can't understand it. We can't fathom it. But the Spirit understands. And when you're connected to the Spirit and you become in an align with the Spirit, He will begin to download those revelations and He'll begin to show you some of those plans that He has for you, right? How many of us know that God did not create the world, you know, in Genesis, that He didn't create the earth and people and the world and everything in 6 days, right? Does it say 6 days or 7 days in the Bible? How many of us know that it wasn't 7 days? Because if you know that, and if you get the understanding and you get into the Spirit, you know, the word just unravels, right? You can just say one word, and then all these other things just keep flowing and flowing and flowing out of the word. So the word flows out of the word, out of the word, out of the word, right? I'm trying to get you to understand in the spirit realm. What Genesis is saying is that to us in 24 hours is one day, right? On the first day, what did He do? He created. He's our creator. But to Him, one day is what? 1,000 years. 1,000 years. So did it take 1,000 years to create Adam? Did it take 1,000 years to create the sun? To create the earth? We don't know. We don't know. But what we do know is that God is on time. And He don't work on our time and then limits it to time, because He's forever, right? He's everlasting. He is forever. So He don't work on our time. He works on His time. Because some of us are saying, I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired. I'm very, very tired. God, are You going to come through? What did He say? He said, yes, I'm going to come through, because I stand by my covenant and I stand by my promise. Look at the rainbow in the sky. It tells you everything. There's a rainbow that tells us that His promise is never going to flood the earth again. Praise the Lord. So the Matthew 6:19 says, the Bible tells us, don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures where? In heaven. There's that word again, heaven. Is God trying to get us a little familiar with heaven today? What's He trying to say about heaven today, right? Where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. You see, if we chase after the things of this world, we will be chasing the wind. You think anybody can catch the wind? Who can catch the wind? I'd like to meet you if you can catch the wind. You see, we will never catch the wind, only we will grow tired, right? Your treasure is in your heart. This is the Word of God. And when the Word of God is embedded in your heart, nobody can take it from you. You know, they can come and they can take the church. They can come and persecute you, and they can come and take this here. But they can't come and take this and here, right? Because it's embedded in your heart. The word lives inside of you. And this is why God is saying, now is the time to take that date and take it serious and get into your closet and shut the door and get with him and find out the treasures and the secrets of the kingdom of God. He wants to share some things with you. He wants to share some things with you. God is talking. He's not quiet right now. He is talking. And now is the time to get in there and be alone with Lord, the Lord, your King. So there is no limit of how God will manifest his presence, right? So how many of us know that when he manifests his presence, it's evident, right? There will be a shift or a shaking or when Jesus was on the cross and he said it is finished, the curtain was torn and the rock split. And I believe that mountains were split open too. And I believe that the whole earth shook. And then the guards said, oh, wow, he really is who he said he is, right? Jesus was the King. He said he was who he said he was. Right? So the manifest of his presence will be evident and you can't miss it. And God wants to manifest his presence in you, so that the rivers of the overflow will be evident, right? Acts 2:1-2 says, on the day of Pentecost, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house. Why don't we see this going on today? Why don't we see the manifestation of the presence of the Lord? Why don't we see that, right? Sometimes we do, but we would like to see more of it, right? We would like to see more of it, right? Wearing people down. Amen. That's what it is. He's trying to wear you down. Sickness. You know, he's trying to wear you down with problems of other people, listening to all their problems. You know, everything's a balance. Why do you think the Lord created the ocean? And he says, stop, right? That's a boundary that he created. With the ocean cannot come over unless there's a tsunami or something like that. But that has to get approved by God, too. Everything has to get approved by God. You know, the authority that you're walking with. Some of you guys don't know the authority that you have, that you can walk with. You're not using the authority that God has given you. And you need to, that's why it's so important for you to get that word in you so that you know the word and you can speak the word and then you can see the evidence of the word. You can see the evidence. God wants to show you some things. Right? He wants to show you his power and his spirit that's living inside of you. And there's no limit on his power. And there's no limit on how he wants to manifest. If he wants to rain down diamonds, he'll rain down diamonds from heaven. He can rain down manna. He can rain down what? He can rain down anything he wants to do because he is God. Right? And the violent wind came from heaven and filled the house. Now, we would have been thinking of something like, you know, something bad maybe, that the wind was happening and the violence and everything. We would have thought something crazy was going on. Who would have thought that would have been God's presence coming down in a violent wind and then they speaking in tongues and we're all looking at each other, not understanding each other. But God understands us, right? Whoever would have thought that, how God moves. So we can't understand how God moves. But when you get into his spirit and when you get in alone with him, he will download his mysteries and his secrets to you. And then he will be able to, you'll get the revelation and you will begin to understand who God is in the spirit. He wants you to open up your spiritual eyes today. Anybody open up their spiritual eyes? Can you hear what God is saying today? Praise the Lord. Revelation 21, 4, it says that the Bible says that one day, on that day, on that last day, that there will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death, and no more pain. Oh, is that glorious? Is that glorious? Amen. This is what he's coming back for. He's coming back for us so he can bring us to where he is, and so that we will not have to experience, we won't have no questions then, because everything will be answered. Everything will be answered for us that day. So the former things will be passed away, and he will wipe away every tear. So no matter how he comes, by fire, water, thunder, wind, or even in a small, still voice, God will fill the atmosphere with his Holy Spirit, and you will receive power and be a great witness for him. There's got to be a transformation in your life. There's no way that you can go a whole lifetime and not have a change in your life from God. You'll be a great witness, a witness for the Lord. You're going to have those desires in him to say, let me tell you about a story. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let me tell you what God did for me and how he saved me and how he rescued me over and over and over and over. It's filling up your cup. He's filling up your cup. So I don't know about you, but it's impossible to keep the good news to yourself, isn't it? It's impossible to keep the good news to yourself. When you get good news, right? Good news in the mail or good news that come on, you just want to tell everybody. Hey, I got a good report. The doctor said that I don't have that cancer anymore. How many times? I see it on Facebook all the time. Everything is told. So let's spread the good news that Jesus is alive and well, right? And what he did for you. You see, I don't know about you, but I'm going up to the mountaintop, right? And I'm not coming down until I get a word from God. You know? Until you get that word from God. You know? I don't want to go, you don't want to keep going around the same mountain over and over and over, that same mountain, right? You don't want to keep going over that. You want to get to the other side of the mountain. That's what you want to get to, the other side of the mountain. And the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So it's going to take faith to climb that mountain, right? We can't quit because the mountain looks too high. We can look at that mountain. Whoa, ho, ho, I can't go up there. I'm not climbing that, right? We must speak to the mountain and see God move in us and for us. Faith requires action, and that's in James 2:14. And if we can all stand, I'm coming to the end here. You know me, I always preach to the point. Praise the Lord. My cup overflows. In other words, my cup runneth over, right? Our God is more than enough. Our God provides. Just like he filled the jars, right? Go and get all, go ask all your neighbors for jars today, right? So that God can fill supernaturally. We're talking about supernatural power today. I know it's deep, I know it's meat, and I know it's a little bit, but we're talking about supernatural power today. Who's ready to come to the table? Who's ready? Can we have a little music? We need to refill our cups today. Some of us are a little dry, right? Some of us are a little dry. Some of us are a little dirty, Some of us are a little chipped. Some of us are a little broken, right? But the Bible says that taste and see that the Lord is good. Because the Lord is good. He is so good. And I have no idea what you need. I haven't been here for a while. I miss you guys. I think about you guys. I pray for you guys. And it's just a privilege and an honor to come and preach God's word to you and worship God with you. And to see what God does in your life, you know, in my life, and what God is doing all the way around. Raise your hand if you're thirsty today.